A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Thursday, June 16th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
Yes, and this is Jonga Kandemiri, and today we are giving you the Diaspora Women's Forum, where we are discussing issues concerning women, and we are standing in for women's host, Marvelous Mhlanganyawe and Standekile Mhlanga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about escalating political violence in Zimbabwe following the killing of Citizens Coalition for Change activists Mo Blessing Ali and Langelihle Zondatube.
Police say they have arrested Pius Jamba, who allegedly killed Mo Blessing Ali, whose mutilated body was retrieved from a disused well in Nyatsime, Beatrice, a few days ago. Police did not give any further details amid reports that Jamba handed himself over to the police. His arrest comes at a time when another CCC activist, Edson Chinembiri, was allegedly killed on Tuesday by suspected ZANU-PF supporters in Chitungwiza. There have been reports of incidents of political violence in Zengeza and Chitungwiza.
Meanwhile, job seeker and lawmaker Godfrey Stole appeared in court today facing charges of inciting violence. A large number of police were at the Harare Magistrates Court today. Indications are that both Sikala and Stole have been remanded in custody. They are accused of making inflammatory statements in Yatseme at the funeral wake of Mo Blessing Ali. CCC has condemned their arrest. Nelson Chamisa and the IBD this week appeal for calm amid rising tensions in the country. We know that there are general elections that are coming soon in Zimbabwe. Hey, go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, and in Zimbabwe's southwestern region, Langelihle Zondatube, who was hacked to death at his Lobengula home by an assailant, was laid to rest on Tuesday amid calls for peace in the country. Dube was a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Gideon Shoko of CCC was one of the main speakers in Esigodini, Matabeleland South, when Dube was laid to rest.
Iwambe Zulukanda Balinjani, lapikona endaweni zonke zomhlaba, siyalambulela ku Women's Forum, namhlanje lojonga Kandemiri. Simele lapha ke uStandekile Mhlanga kanye noMavela Simhlanga nyawuye sizokhuluma khona ukuthi okwenzakala eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi kungani sokuzinzalela ingwe khona ngale ke eZimbabwe kulobuzima sibinqa sikhangela okwenzakalayo ngoba kulabantu asebebulewe khona ngale ngabacatshangela ukuthi bakubadla kule ZANU-PF. So ke sizaxoxa labantu abatshiyeneyo khonapha ku-Women's Forum siza ukuthi bathini ngakhona oko okwenzakalayo. Sibona njalo ke uJob Sikhala lo mnumzana Godfrey Stole ababotshwe izolo eChitungwiza. Bebotshelwe ukuthi bacatshangelwa ukuthi bathuthuzela uDlakela esililweni sikamoyi uMo Blessing Ali khona ngale ke eNyatsime. Sibonile ke ukuthi kulabantu abaningi kakhulu okukhanya ngazani sebebotshiwe kodwa abanye bangkhona abakangeniswa lapho kumele bengene khona. Sibona njalo lo Pius Jamba ukuthi wabulala uMo Blessing Ali ekuthiwa ubotshiwe ngamapholisa. So singazi ukuthi uhamba njani. Sicela ukuthi lonke elifisa ukungena khonapha kuhlelo, ngenani khona manje kuhlelo siqoqweni. Nansi link sengiyifakele khonapha. So for those that wish to join us right now, I've sent you a link which you can use to join the show. So if you wish to join, what you do is open that link using Google Chrome if you are using an Android or a laptop, or you can also use Safari if you have got an iPhone. So I've sent you the link. So we're encouraging people to join the show right now. Women, you are encouraged so much to join the show because this is your show today, even if Jonga and I are presenting the show. Jonga, unjalo ke mfowethu.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tinogamuchira iyi nemufaro mukuru muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nemadzimai cheDiaspora, cheWomen's Forum, onaenda jaira Diaspora, cheWomen's Forum. Chakanangana nekutarisa matambudziko anosangana nemadzimai. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvekupondwa kwakaitwa mudzimai Mo Blessing Ali nemhirizhonga yakazotevera mumashure yakasvitsa pakuparadzwa kwemidziyo, dzimba nekusungwa kwenhengo dzebato reCitizens Coalition kusanganisira vaJob Sikhala vanomirira Zengeza West vari zvakare mutevedzeri wasachigaro webato reCCC pamwe nemumiriri weChitungwiza North vaGodfrey Stole vakasungwa nevamwe pamwe chete nevamwe vechidiki vebato ravo vachipomerwa mhosva yekunzi vataura mashoko anokuchidzira mhirizhonga. Tanzwa kuti vanga vachitarisirwa kumiswa pamberi pedare nhasi. Tinoimba kuti vakwanisa kunge vachiwana mukana wokupiwa kuti vanga vachibhadhara mari dzechibatiso kana bheo kuti vakwanise kutongwa vachibva kunze, hatisati tanzwa kuti kudare kwamira sei. Asi nyaya yatiri kunyanyotarisa ndeyekuti idzo mhirizhonga idzodzi dzinokanganisa zvakadii vanhukadzi, dzinokanganisa zvakadii magariro emhuri, nekuti kazhinji munoitika mhirizhonga idzodzi vanhukadzi ndo vanozosara vachitambura zvakanyanya nevana. Nokuti unoona kuti panopiswa musha kana kuparadzwa musha, dzinonguva mumba imomo mune kana mhuri yevanhu 6 baba naamai nevana 4 kana kudarika, chitarisai kuti mhuri idzo dzine dzichikanganiswa zvakadii. Tichitarisawo kuti mhirizhonga idzi dziri kuitika pamberi pesarudzo dza 2023 dziri kutarisirwa gore rinouya, dziri kunzi nevamwe dzinogona kunge dziine mhirizhonga vachiona zviri kuitika izvozvo semunongedzo. Saka aiwa, ndo hurukuro yatiinayo pano muchirongwa. Vanoda kupinda, mumwe wangu Gibbs Dube aisa link yekuti mushandise kupinda muchirongwa, munge muchitaura nesu tichikuonai pano panhepfenyuro yedu yatiri kuita. Munoshandisa kazhinji zvakasununguka zviri nyore, kana muine Facebook page makangobaya link iyoyo inokubvunzai kuti muri kuda kupinda nenzira ipi. Kazhinji Facebook ndo inenge iri nyore kuti munge muchishandisa. Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo jonga. So ke esikubona ngekuti besike sichelesile mahlango kanyazani ke inethiwekhi yakhe iwile, so singazukuthi uyaphenduka khona manje, but bebuyile sibili sambona. So lapha ngibona ngani kule meseji evela emnganini wakhe uthi kukhanya ngani inethiwekhi iwe ngani ahambanga kuhle. So silethemba lokuthi uzaphenduka, sixoxisane size ukuthi uhamba njani. So jonga, ngizwe usithi ke ule audio oyithunyezelwe ngomunye, singeza ukuthi omunye lo ukhuluma esithini. Ngakhona kuye esingakho lamhlanje usukhangelayo sibili ukuthi abantu ukhanya ngazani bayakhala ngokuthi sokulokuhlaselana eZimbabwe phakathi kwe-CCC kanye le-ZANU PF. So siyabona ukuthi-ke kulezindlu ezisiweyo, le ndlu kakhansela ethuswe ngabacatshangalo ukuthi ngabe CCC khona ngale enyathime. Uzobuya lokunye ke okujeneyo. So we had reports that one of the top ZANU-PF officials in Nyatsime had his house set on fire, you know, by suspected CCC activists. So we are yet to verify that with the police to see how far we can go. Go ahead, Chonga.
Ongu wadio watereri, tine audio kana mashoko atumirwa ne mumwe wadare watangata koka kuti vange vari padare rino muzare stavile jewa. Vatumira audio yavarekodha nokuti vanga vakabatikana, asi vati aiwa, ndaida kwazvo kuti ndinge ndichipinda muchirongwa ndichipawo pfungwa dzangu pamusoro pemhirizhonga iyoyi iri kuitika.
Kushungurudzwa kwemadzimai kubudikidza nenyaya dzemhirizhonga dzekurohwa kwemadzimai, kushungurudzwa, kuabdatwa, kurayiwa, chinhu chiri kutirwadza sebato rinoshanda nemadzimai anoda kupinda muzvinzvimbo zvepamusorosoro zvematongerwo enyika. Zvinhu zvinorwadza kuti madzimai anoabdatwa, vamwe vanobatwa chibharo, vamwe vanorohwa, vamwe vanongosungwa, vamwe vanoswera vari kumakotsi vachitongerwa mhosva dzavasina kupara. Zvinhu zvinoita kuti nhamba yemadzimai edu anopinda maleadership positions irambe ichiperera. Zvinhu zviri kunyanyotishungurudza isu veWalpe, nekuti takatarisana nemasarudzo huru maelections a2023 apa patanga tichishanda pamakore ese aya kutiraya kukurudzira madzimai ari mune zvematongerwo enyika kuti vatore maleadership positions. Taitraina madzimai aya across the country, across the political divide, kuti vange vane ushingi, vatsvene ngudze ruzivo rwavo kuti vatore maleadership positions. But izvi hazvikwanisike kuitika kana madzimai achiabdactwa zvatakaona zvakaitika kuna Moblessing Ali, uzowanikwa akachekwa chekwa akaurayiwa. Zvinhu zvinotishungurudza zvikuru, nekuti mukatarisa nhamba yemadzimai anovhota muZimbabwe paelection yega yega ndiwo anenge akawanda pasarudzo dzese dzinoitwa muZimbabwe, asi kana tauya panyaya dzemaleadership positions madzimai anenge ari mashoma. So tinoramba tichingokurudzira runyararo, tinoramba tichingokurudzira kuremekedzwa kwekodzero dzema dzemadzimai sekutorwa kwazvinoitwa mubumbiro remutemo. Tinoramba tichingodzoka kumapurisa kuti vaite basa ravo pasina kusarudzwa. Tinovimba kuti dai vakangoti pakashayikwa Mublessing vakatanga kubata basa ravo zvakanaka, tingadai pasina kusvika pekuti Mublessing anowanikwa aita kuora. Zvinhu zvinoshungurudza madzimai eZimbabwe and zvicharamba zvichishungurudza mhuri yake. Mukatarisa pese panoitika mhirizhonga, inyaya madzimai ndiwo anosafa zvikuru. Pane dzimba dzakaputswa, dzimba dzakapiswa kunyatsime. Mukatarisa izvozvi kuti vari kutakura mutoro wokurara nevana panze madzimai. So tinoramba tichingo apila even kuhurumende nemapolitical parties kuti aregere nyaya dzemhirizhonga, nekuti panyika yega yega panoitika mhirizhonga nenguva yose madzimai anozotambudzika zvikuru nevana vasikana. So tinoramba tichingokurudzira runyararo, tinoramba tichingokurudzira kugadzikana zvakanaka munyika yedu yeZimbabwe, tinoramba tichingokurudzira kucreatwa kweenvironment inoita kuti vakadzi vasununguke kuparticipata mune zvematongerwo enyika semavoters uye semacandidates anenge achida kutora zvinzvimbo zvepamusoro-soro.
Tinotenda Gibbs. Mashoko aMuzara Stavile Dewa, vanoshanda nesangano reWomen's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, kana kuti WALP. She was speaking to us from Harare. She was tied up. She could have joined the show, but she opted to send this audio to our show. So she was saying that as an organization, they are disturbed so much by the abduction and subsequent murder of Mublessing Ali, and the resultant burning of houses, the running battles between ZANU-PF and Citizens Coalition for Change members, which she says they all, these are political disturbances, they always affect women and children. Because in the case of those houses that were burnt down, the people who are going to sleep outside are women and children. That is what she is saying, and she's appealing to political parties to exercise restraint when it comes to these issues. And also she was urging the police that had they acted early and arrested the suspected killer of Mublessing Ali, who is Pius Jambaya. I think all these skirmishes would have been avoided. That's Mrs. Stabile Dewamoyo Gibbs.
Yes, Zwake, Ustabile Dewamoyo, Kunape Kuluma, Nakonokoge. Okwenzakala eZimbabwe uthi ke nxa ukuthi kulobu dlwangudlwangu abantu bangani bahlukumezwa kakhulu ngabesifazana. So uthi sikhuluma nje khona manje abesifazana abasenyatsime lapho ngani kulo msindo khona. Yibo abathwele nzima, yibo abasebekhangela abantwana, yibo asebevele sebegcwele indawo yonke. So ke uthi konke lokhu kuyahlupha. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakho konke lokhu. Siyakwazi ukuthi lapho likhona libambekile, kodwa siyacela ukuthi liphenduke khonapho libuye esixoxeni. Sibonileke kulo munye ozama ukuthi angene, omunye nguNomthandazo Nkomazana ukuthi uyaphenduka khona manje. So ke sizeza ukuthi kuhamba njani, bona zana uyangena khona manje ke esikhulumeni nezabomama. So asimeleleni sibone ukuthi bangena kanganani abantu kuhlelo lolo. Kodwa siyabonga kakhulu ke jonga ukuthi uStabile Dewa usithumezele i-audio leyo. So ke siyabona siyaphambili kulabanye abazofisa ukuthi bangene kuhlelo sixoxeni siza ukuthi kuyangaphi konke lokhu, ngoba kukhanya ngazani ukuzwisa abantu ubuhlungu ukuthi ke kulokubambeka okunye okuthize. So siyakhumbula ke umnumzana Nelson Jamisa lo mnumzana Tlaibidi ubekhuluma khona ngale mfeni we-CJ kulobuzima obungani kuyamangalisa. Ngakho ke sokumele ukuthi kulungiswe okulungiswayo ukuze ukuthi abantu phela kungabi lalokho ukuthi bayatshayana sokho isikhathi. So ke ake sizwe ke okunye okuncane okwethulwe yilaba babili. Kodwa mbona zani kulo muntu ozama ukungena jonga khona manje kuhlelo sibona ukuthi ungabe ungubani. Kukhanya ngunkomazana uzama ukuthi angene ukuthi uvele emsebenzini besephuzile ukuthi abuye kuhlelo lolu. So ke sisiya phambili sizwe ukuthi kambe ividiyo leyi ikajamisa singayidlala yini kuthi sibone ke siya phambili khonapho jonga.
Don't build a nation. Yes. Violence cannot save a generation. Yes. We have a duty to promote peace as they promote darkness and violence. Yes.
Madzimai yangu ari pakati pedu nezuro tine 3 days tati mungorowa vamwana mai vavatsipenzwa zvakanaka pakati pedu ipapa kusvika tazunge tatama kuzvimbe tati zvinoshuwa wakunyatsi tozoya pano zvinhu zvisina kuti zvaenda zvakanaka asi tinongotenda kuti tiri pamusha zvakare shuwa saka mukutona tiri panaye tamba
These are some of the scenes in Yatsime where there's a lot of friction between CCC supporters and ZANU-PF supporters following the death of Mau Blessing Ali, who was allegedly killed by one Pius Chamba, who is said to be a ZANU-PF activist. But CCC claims that the death was caused by ZANU-PF activists and not one person. So we are yet to hear from some of our guests who are coming shortly. I know that Victress Matutu wants to join the show as well. So let her come and then we see exactly what is going on. So ke kunengi izukanda bakumele sikhulume ngakho namhlanje uhlelo lwabesifazana asidluzeni bomama. So ke okunye ke esikubonayo ukuthi omama bathule nzima sibili eZimbabwe. Abanye nxa usukhangele sibili kungani impilo kayisabahambeli kahle. Ngakhonoku ke okudlakela baluzonda sibili udlakela okumangalisayo. So bathi nxa ukuthi ungaqhubeka lokhu kusenzakala kuzaba lokugedla kwamazinyo. Njalo abantu abasoze bephile nxa ukuthi kulakhonokho okwenzakala elizweni. So sibonile njalo ke amapholisa egcwele emthethwandaba khona ngale eHarare lapho kade kugwetshwa khona ngathi hayi kade kudoniswa khona icala likaJob Sikhala local Fristole. Kuthiwa bathuthuzela udlakela. Omunye wami-ke uyabuya khona manje mbonazane uqhuntekile kodwa uyaphenduka usakhuluma labanye omama kuzethi wabuye khonapha kuhlelo size ukuthi kambe kuya ngaphi konke lokhu siboneke amapholisa khona ngale eHarare agcwele sibili indawo eziningi kakhulu. So ke kungani kulo hlupho sibili ngoba sokukhanya ngazani eZimbabwe sokuzalele ingwe. So kulabo-ke abafisa ukuthi bangena kuhlelo join the show right now. I've sent you a link several times. So just open that link using Google Chrome if you've got an Android or a laptop. And then you can use also other means like open Safari if you want to get access to this program. So I think Nkomazana has actually joined us right now. Let's see where she is. Nkomazana, welcome to the program, Mom.
Thank you, Baba Dube. I'd like to say hi to the viewers and listeners.
Thank you very much. So Nkomazana is in Mumbai, India, and she's a political activist. She has been a business person for a long time. You know, she sells goods and all those kind of things. But what is happening in Zimbabwe actually touched her, and that's why we called her to say, you know, can you contribute what you know about what's going on in Zimbabwe? So tell us a bit about your opinion about what's going on in Zimbabwe right now.
Thank you for the opportunity. What is going on in Zimbabwe right now actually is painful. It's very painful because politicians these days are actually not doing what they're supposed to do, or not able to do their work the way they're supposed to do. They are just hiding behind the violence. They are putting fear in people for the things that they need to be done, which is very wrong. The killings that are happening in Zimbabwe should be stopped by the SADC, if I'm not wrong. The southern part of Africa should actually look into these cases that are happening in Zimbabwe, because if they are not stopped, nothing is going to come right, especially the elections that are coming in such a short time. So I think this needs to be, it's a serious issue that needs to be tackled seriously, not just taking what the excuses that are being said, robbery, spouses, like domestic violence and all. That's very wrong. That's very wrong. We need to have people who are going to look into these violences and actually solve them, some task force which are independent.
Yes.
To look at this matter, because if it's not looked at, things are really going to go bad in Zimbabwe.
So if there is so much violence, what's the impact of violence on women, particularly on that issue?
And it's because women are somewhat vulnerable. They know that they are that weak gender. If I might say, I mean physically, you know, if it turns to men, I don't think this would have ended very well. They are just targeting women because, and actually they are putting fear. Mostly women are the ones who are eager to go for votes, to go for campaigns, to do all the things for the parties and any organization. If you look at churches, women are in the forefront. If you look in school committees, you look at university, college, everything, women are in the forefront and they are making a difference. So if you scare that part of gender, which means the whole structure is going to be weak. So these people are actually looking at the weaknesses of organizations, which are women. Gender-based violences are very, very rare in Zimbabwe, but this time, it's becoming very very common and very dangerous for every woman out there. They are going to be scared to represent their parties. They are going to be scared to say out their views. They are going to be scared to try and make changes in the country. The changes that are needed in the country, they are basically going to be done by women. But if these violences against women are not looked at, the structures are really going to crumble.
Yes, listen to this audio that was sent by Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. So he's talking about the death of Mo Blessing Ali and what should happen in the country.
Ukufa komuntu akusiyonto elula njalo akusiyonto okumele sidlale ngayo ngesikhathi sonke. Impa iyahlonitshwa nxa kuthe kwenzakala isihlakale esibi kangaka asiso sikhathi sokuthi abantu beqala ukukhombana ngeminwe indaba engakacubungulwa ngendlela epheleleyo. Udadewethu lo owuleweyo ufe kabuhlungu, ufe ngesihluku esibi, okuyinto ongamelanga siyivumele njengabantu siphila. Kungakhathalekile ukubana ukuliphi bandla, ungabe ukuZANU-PF kumbe uku-CCC, Mthwakazi Zaphu akumelanga sifike esibangeni sokubana sibulelane kanje ngenxa yokuthi sibona ngendlela ezijiyeneyo. Ngakho ke mina ngibona nganto is very unfortunate njalo futhi careless of ICCC ubana ihle iyeqe ubana ikhombele umuntu wayo kuzanipefiti yiyo ebulele lo dadewethu othe wasijiya. Amapholisa akhona akhulumile athi asacubungula lindaba basadingisisa njalo abasoze bechiye into le ilenga emoyeni. Kungani ke singameleli ukubana sizwe impumela yaloko kucubungulwa okufuna ukwenziwa ngamapholisa, ipholo ubana kusuka ngaphi njalo kuphetha njani ukuze sibe umuntu lo isikhibi lesi esenze isenzo esimbi kangaka singubani njalo besihloseni sitholakale sijeziswe, hhatshi ukubana sibe sidlala i-politics ngento embi kangaka ngento ebuhlungu kangaka.
Yeah, there you are, Nomthandazo. I think you heard him very clearly saying that, you know, there should be no blame game here over the death of Mo Blessing Ali. What's your reaction to what Mr. Chuma is saying?
Yes, I've heard what he said. See, we are not kids and we are not fools. We are not stupid. The country sees what is happening. Every time we are running towards elections, there are such deaths. There is no one who is going to kidnap their brother or sister and kill them, but an outsider does. There is no one from the CCC who is going to take that woman and harass and actually kill that person in that same party. That woman was a very good activist, and he was actually campaigning. He was on the top. So they saw her as a threat. It's not new for ZANU-PF to do that. People disappear towards elections. People die. There's so much shooting and violence so towards elections. So if he says to us, we must not rush into conclusions, we know that the Iskri Wilesa will never be found. Will never be found. They are always hiding. Nothing is going to come out of that investigation. Everybody knows that. So we know that. They know that.
Yes, we are told that Pius Jambo has been arrested, or he handed over himself to the police, you know, over the killing of Mo Blessing Ali. But what happens next, you know? And women are watching, men are watching too, you know?
Yeah. They stage up everything anyway. So we are still going, okay, we are going to actually wait for the investigations, but there is no justice that is going to come out of that because we know it's a political thing. It's political. If you look at it, that person who's been arrested, if you dig deeper on the motives and where he came from and what party he is, it's obvious.
So Mazi Skuluma Kulamba siyabona ukuthi kwethusa kanganani abantu abangomama khonoko.
Ngokufisa kwami mina bengibona ngani bengifisa ukuthi omama abakuma parties abangama activists bengayethuswa kakhulu ngama violences anje. Ma kunama violences anje bengayekela ukwenza imisebenzi abayenzayo kuma political parties wabo. They must not be discouraged. They must be bold. They must be very bold in everything that they are doing. They are going to end up succeeding. But kathesi ma abantu laba bengabona ukuthi babulele 2 or 3, which is a very big number. And omama sesethuka manje sesebuyela emuva sicheda sesesaba ukuthi sizovulawa. There is not going to be change. There is not going to be change. So bengifisa ukuthi sikhuthazeke omama ngoba umuzi ngumama, ilizwe ngomama, siyimbokodo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Kodwa-ke khonokho-ke okutsho ukuthi bengabuyele emuva, abanye nxa sebeyethukile vele khona manje.
Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kuyethusa, but that's the intention. Bafuna kwethu sethuke vele. sichete muva siyekeli ukubambeleli lokuze the goals that we need to do for our country. That's their motive. So we must not give them that hand. Singayenza into abayifunayo, singayithuli. Ekugcineni sizo phumelela.
Yes, cela ubambe konapho ke ngibonazana ujonga kaNdamiri bese ngena konapho kuhlelo. Singazi ukuthi uphinde wakhunteka ukuthi mbonthi engabe khatshana kangalani. So siyabona sibili nontandazo ukuthi abantu abaningi bathi khona kokwenzakalayo kubuhlungu kakhulu, kodwa abanye bathi vela kula nto ongayenza. So there are some people who are saying there's nothing they can do in Zimbabwe over these killings. So let's just watch the short video of the burial of Langelihle Zonda Dube, who was killed in Lobengula, in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo. Here it comes.
Ngingayekela ukukhuluma ipolitics la uZonda lo uzangibuza ukuthi awukhali indoda sasenza ipolitics indaba ongayikhulumanga yikho lisizwa sendikhuluma njalo aliyangizwa abantu abaningi esibuye labo sivela koBulawayo kabasebenzi even ilani khonapha emakhaya kalenzi njani kalisebenzi ngingalibuza ukuthi ngenxa yini lingasebenzi ali liyakwazi ukuthi ngenxa yini lingasebenzi hayi liyangizwa. Yeah, ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngencane ngasebenzi. Ngalifuna ukuthi ngilitshele ukuthi ngencane ngasebenzi. Ningilande ngase ngicikelela. Ngizalitshela ukuthi ngencane ngasebenzi. Akulengisa. Right. Ubaba uZonda wayesephathini yethu. Iparty yethu yayingenwa ngubaba uZonda. Ngizwe ubaba uSpanda esithi yena hayi mina nqaba ngathi ngingahlangana labanye lapha. Ngiyathi angazi ukuthi uthethe. Then wasesithi nga ngahlangana lathi uyayenza so wathiko. Yeah. Thina lo baba uZonda ephathini yethu sichaya islogan. And angisoze ngihlale phansi ngingachaya islogan leso. Akuyangizwa? Ehe. Islogan sethu sinje. Eh? Kangeni ujaha. Kangeni ujaha. Kapine mkomana. Kanjile murombe. Adilize ngikhulume imbili ezingithathu.
Yes, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke. That was Mr. Gideon Shoko. He was speaking at the funeral of Langelihle Zonda Dube. So Zonda Dube was a member of CCC. He actually got killed in Lobengula West, and indications, according to the police, is that he was killed by criminals. But CCC says no, Zonda was a big guy, you know, in Bulawayo, who was a CCC supporter. So there are those kind of reports from the police and what CCC is actually saying. So Chonga Kanemiri sent me a message and said he's got a ZANU-PF activist on the line. So I'm sure he will come shortly. So I'm waiting for my colleague to join me. So as you can see, you know, there are burials going on in some parts of the country because of this political violence, Nomthandazo Nkomazana. So do you think this thing is going to escalate or de-escalate?
If nothing is done, it's going to escalate, Babatu. That's why we need some independent task forces to actually try to tackle this issue, because there is nothing that can be, if we avoid it, it's not going to be solved. We need some situations that we get some independent task forces. I don't know how we are going to come about those that are not politically based, that are going to look in such issues and actually solve these issues. You know, go deeper and investigate. Like, I'm short of words. Like, undercover something like that. Moreover, if this thing is not being looked at, our Zimbabwe is not going to be a better place. We are trying to make a change, but if something like this is left unsolved, untouched, we are heading for doom.
Okay, yes, I'm now joined by my host, co-host, Chonga.
Yes, Gibbs. I have Mr. Alex Gakanje, who is a member of the ZANU-PF Youth Wing in Harare. He's on the phone. He had given us contact of ZANU-PF ladies, but they are tied up at the moment. So we requested him just to come and respond to what people are saying, and then he may also be excused. Mr. Gakanje, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, my brother. How are you?
Now we are doing fine. Yes, we are hosting a women's forum show here on our live talk show. My co-host is Gibbs Dube, but we are standing in for our sisters who are not present today to host the show. That's why we are on the women's show. So the issue here is political violence that raised its ugly head in the past days, and people are condemning ZANU-PF for all these disturbances. If you talk to CCC, Citizens Coalition for Change, they say it's ZANU-PF that provoked the fight, the violence. And ZANU-PF, they say it's CCC that provoked the violence. Let's hear from you, Mr. Gakanje. And they say it's youths who are being used in all these violent cases.
Thank you so much, my brother. It's sad news that Mo Blessing Ali was murdered, allegedly by one called Jamba, if not mistaken. It's very sad that we continue to witness brutality against women. In fact, killing of women from the days of Lenmo Judah Jongwe, when he killed his wife and went on to be convicted for the offense. From that day, we see women being killed, we see women being bashed, we see women being abused. It's very, very sad. And that, having that in mind, to say there's not even anyone from ZANU-PF, any husband from ZANU-PF who has a history of killing the wife, it simply means that maybe in Shona they call it, you know, something like Ngozi, whereby maybe the wife of the late Lenmo Jongwe is trying to raise herself up against other party colleagues and stuff. However, I am not saying that Mo Blessing Ali was killed by CCC. What I'm saying is that Mo Blessing Ali was killed by an individual. The individual who happens to be a member of quite a number of organizations, ZANU-PF included. It is my general belief that the person who is alleged to have killed Mo Blessing Ali can be a member of SIMAS, can be a member of Nyaradzo, can be a member of a pool club, can be a member of a football club. But because of toxicity which exists in the MDC, come CCC, where usually when we are heading for elections, they play too many games, too much gimmicks in order to fundraise for the elections that they know they are not going to win. They spread too much propaganda. In fact, they do not spread propaganda. They have a department of liars. They create fake news. They lie a lot. They formulate allegations that are not founded. So, the violence that we are witnessing today is a brainchild of Job Scholar's address in Chitungwiza. When he said, if you vote for ZANU-PF in this area, in Shona, he said, and when our ZANU-PF councillor lost, the voter, the margin reduced from what it was in 2018. And this is Zimbokoma. When Nelson Chamisa said, if you vote, if ZANU-PF wins elections, Chichatsuki Sama streets, ZANU-PF went on to claim a seat in Epworth, a seat in Mtasa South, and a ward in Mabvuku. This is Kutsuki Sama streets. Nelson Chamisa said, we are at a point where we are witnessing fruition of the threats by the opposition. So they must not say we provoked them. We did not provoke them. In fact, they are playing according to the book. It is their script which is unfolding. And we are yet to see much of their activities that are meant at discrediting the pending elections.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gakanji. May you please hold your phone there, stay on the line. Let's hear from our other guests, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim Imbokoto. Matutu, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dube. Sanibona ninjani?
Siyaphila, kunjani wena?
Ngiyaphila.
Yeah, political violence in Zimbabwe once again has reared its ugly head. So what's your take on that?
My first question is, where did you get the guy who was just on the phone? How can you say the death of someone is an allegation when we've got someone who is dead and buried and you call that an allegation? It's just, I don't know what to say. Even if I don't want to talk about ZANU-PF or CCC or whatever, what I want to talk about is the brutal killing of women that we see happening in the name of politics. Whoever is killing whoever, I'm not interested. What I'm interested in is the way women are being killed. If they, like this guy is just say that triple C, whatever they claim the killings or whatever. I don't know how you can say people are claiming the killings whilst we've got corpses, whilst we've got people being buried. How can people just stage that? This is not a staged death. People are dead. Women are dead. We've got children who are left without mothers. We've got children who are left without mothers. Who is going to look after those children if women are murdered daily in the name of politics? Whoever is murdering those women in the name of politics, please, you must stop. As we amid these 2023 elections, which means a lot of us are going to be killed. By the day the elections come, then we will have maybe a less number of women living in Zimbabwe, because women are targeted. Why the killings? Why the killings of women? Whoever is killing, is it ZANU-PF or CCC or whoever is killing? Why killing women? What do you ever think of children that are left behind when their mothers are dead? In the name of what? Of getting a seat in the parliament? Being a councillor of a certain ward? If it's the youth or the youth from CCC or the youth from ZANU-PF is killing women, youth, why if you are killing a woman, who's going to your mothers? Who is going to cook for you? Who is going to look after you? Are your fathers going to cook for you? Have they ever cooked for you, your fathers? This is very sad. It's very sad. I don't care if this ZANU-PF guy is saying CCC is just staging all the killings. How can they stage a death? This lady, Mo Blessing, has she not been found mutilated in a well? Has that been staged? Who can play with that? Who can stage such a thing? People must stop uttering such nonsense. People are dead, just said. We've got someone who's dead, who's not going to come back. Who had life? Who had future plans about her life, about her children? She wanted to see her children grow up. So let's just mourn those people who are dead. And stop politicizing, or if ever they were fighting in politics there. If someone is dead, she's dead. So there is no staging of death, please.
Yes,
please, let us respect women. Please, let us respect women. Let us respect the dead women. Let us respect them. Let them be given a dignified burial and sent off. And no one can just come here and say it's politically staged, no. You can't stage someone who is dead. No. How can you stage death? Please.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungayikhashana. Sibise umama ukhethwe ubhebhe. Sesilayo khonapho ke ecingweni. Sicela ujonga ukhane mele ubambe khonapho jonga. Siyabuya kuwe ngamafutshane. So ke silo umama ukhethwe ubhebhe. Mabhebhe kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila baba Thubeli njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, nanku ke osokusizakala eZimbabwe kokuphosa nje ngamafutshane. Ucho ukuthi ubona njani udlakela lolo
baba Dube kulusizi ngoba the way okukhulunywa ngakhona ungani into eqalayo eZimbabwe ungakhangela kusukela immediately after 1980 vele towards the first election towards 1985 kwaba lodlakela kakhulu. And talking of women, I'm sorry to say ukuthi into yokuhlukunyezwa ngabomama bebulawa ngendaba zepolitiki ayiqalisi khathesi. You will remember 22 women in Choloto who were gathered and bent for political reasons. Yes, ungathi uyananzelela abantu bezaphu babebulawa omama. It's not a new thing in Zimbabwe. It is sad because Zimbabweans are trying to stand up and speak now, of which ZANU-PF, I will say it, I'll repeat myself, ZANU-PF is now addicted to spilling blood. Ungakhangela ngabo 1980s, kwakusenzakala only in Matabeleland and there was silence. We never heard a voice from Mashonaland condemning or talking about the 22 women abathiswa eCholotho bebulawa. These were women who had children. Some were bayoneted bezithwele. We never had a voice condemning such. So izinto ezinjalo baba Dube uma sisenzakala, people should stand up. If back then Zimbabweans from all over the nation had stood up and condemned the killings, ZANU people have wouldn't have reached these levels by now.
So what should be done going forward?
Going forward, I believe ukuthi Zimbabweans should learn to stand up and speak with one voice if something is wrong, irregardless ukuthi kwenziwe kubani or where. That should be the starting point. If we stand as a nation and condemn the wrongdoings, then the perpetrators we can try to push ukuthi belethwe to book. But right now in Zimbabwe, there are a lot of divisions. Everything is done along tribal lines. You find that 3 women in Katri Park were brutalized by police. You hear nothing of it. Then when Linda Monsarira is insulted, women, they say, let's go there and undress in Chimono's house. That is the problem, number one, we are facing in Zimbabwe. Everything is done along tribal lines. As long as we are divided, we will never solve anything. We should learn to condemn the wrong. Irregardless ukuthi kwenziwe kubani or by who, that should be the starting point.
Let's hear Nomthandazo before we go to Mr. Jonga. Nomthandazo Nkomazana, just a few words there. This is
ngeni suju. Okokuqala ngiyabonga baba Dube. Okokuqala ngi meno sislo okhulume kuqala. Othi limthethe phe lo muntu okade khulume ecingweni. Kahle kahle ngubani ozovulala umuntu, as I said before. No one kidnaps and kills a sister, someone who's making progress in a party. Engafuna ukucatha ngomunwe lo bhuto kade sefonini. We know kusukela kudala ihistory yeZANU-PF, but ne violence when we are heading towards elections. Whatever CCC leaders said or whatever he quoted, sikhuluma ngomuntu oshonileyo la, sikhuluma ngomama oshonile, sikhuluma ngabomama ababuleweyo. Hayi ukuthi kungatholwa ama city endaweni enje kuzaba na kuthiwa niEuropa emgwaqweni, asikhulumi ngalo. Sikhuluma ngegender violence that is done ngenxa yama elections, especially on women, trying to scare everyone who's participating, who's active in their parties. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi kutholakale those perpetrators. And if you look at it, I think mangaphambanisi uthe ngowe ZANU-PF umuntu obanjiweyo lo uthe usemalungeni achiyeneyo amaningi including ZANU-PF. Masikhuluma ngalolu daba ngiqale ngathi if we look at it closely, that person is a ZANU-PF member. If usakhumbula baba Dube, umuntu okade secingweni leyo, he's not talking against what happened. Une agenda yakhe. Ukhuluma ngenye topic yakhe afuna izwakale lapha ku Studio 7. Kathe sithina singabo mama. Sikhuluma ngabo mama. Besifuna justice against violence for women, especially in these election times. We know that ZANU-PF has a history of violence. Now they've jumped from any other violence to women, knowing that women are the sole holders of everything that is happening.
Yes,
engafuna ukusiqambela amanga lo bhude sithi khona iCCC iyo enza i-violence inama department nama whatever for liars. We know ZANU-PF. We are not just here today.
Mr. Gakanje, respond to that. Mr. Gakanje, you can go ahead.
Thank you so much.
I never said Triple C staged death. I never said that. What I said is simply that when death occurs, it is within the strategy of the Triple C to formulate lies that allege that connects or that links the death of an individual to ZANU-PF. All these people who are talking here, the thing is, I'm not bitter. Bitterness and activism are two different things. And the people I am with here are expressing bitterness. I never said I support killing, not only of women. I stand against violence. To say violence against women, it's another subject. I stand against violence. But the thing is, if people start to say ZANU-PF have a long history of violence since 1980, I am saying we have a case in point where an individual called Lenmo Jongwe murdered his wife. And these people must be condemning that which was done by Lenmo Jongwe.
But Mr. Gaganje, let me just disturb you a bit and chip in here, Mr. Gaganje. Yes,
it's okay.
Yes, there are known cases even in ZANU-PF leadership of ZANU-PF members who harass and beat up their women, and we have seen all these cases going to courts, including that of ZANU-PF Vice President Kembo Mohadi. He at one time wanted to chop his wife with an axe. Those are cases of violence against women.
All I'm saying, my brother, is if I beat my wife today, it's not ZANU-PF. It's not within the constitution or the policy of ZANU-PF to beat women.
So it's the same now with Lenmo. It comes back to Lenmo Jongwe, Mr. Gaganje. It's Lenmo Jongwe, not the MDC or the CCC. Just talk of individuals.
Listen, my brother. The reason why I spoke about Lenmo Jongwe is because my fellow comrades, my fellow panelists, are saying that ZANU-PF has a long history of violence. So I'm trying to show them that if an individual commits a crime, it's not the party, it's the individual. But if they decide to say, maybe because the person who is alleged to have killed more blessing is said to be ZANU-PF, they must not forget that their own leader, not a district official, a person who was, I think, the spokesperson of the national youth leader, Lenmo Jongwe, killed the wife. And because they are saying alleged killer of more blessing is a ZANU-PF, they must start by condemning that which was done by Lenmo Jongwe way before murder of more blessing Ali. Number two, my brother, I condemn violence in totality. Women are our mothers. They are our sisters. The problem only starts when a certain section of individual seek to score political marks. Vachishandisa kufa kwemunhu kuti kana munhu aurawa, what is ZANU-PF, so that they access funding. We must respect the dead. Even the family of Bob Blessing Ali made it clear that, guys, you are here for a funeral. Allow us to mourn our relative in peace. There is nothing called political funeral. It is a funeral. People must not take advantage of it. I understand that even the leadership of Nelson Chamisa is a product of a funeral. I understand that. I understand that Triple C is actually a beneficiary of people's death, because people are dying as a result of illegal sanctions that they attracted, that they invited, that they asked for. But what I'm saying is, let's treat more blessing early with respect and leave the job to the police officers to investigate and establish what led to the killing of Mo Blessing Ali and who actually killed him. Without pointing at ZANU-PF.
Yeah.
When Morgan Tsvangirai was involved in a car accident with his wife, it's the wife that who died. Morgan Tsvangirai was left and he went on to define himself as the main actor. Main actor, half. What if I say he sacrificed his wife? So we must also...
Oh, Thank you very much. I think what we can do.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gaganja. I'm not sure whether you still want to be with us for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah. Time is almost up. Yes. So.
Okay.
Tell him to hold on there. Tell him to hold on a little bit. So,
okay, just to hold a bit. Okay, go ahead, Gibbs.
Yeah, let's have Victor Matutu just on a minute, and then followed by Mtandazo and Mapepe. So go ahead, Matutu.
I'm very sorry to say this guy's love of ZANU-PF is clouding his thinking, but I'm very sad. It's very sad. The other thing that I want just to say is before this guy who has been arrested for the murder of Mo Blessing, there was a statement that said Mo Blessing was murdered by an ex-lover. Please stop putting GBV in this because we are busy fighting this, this gender-based violence. So these political killings must not be linked with GBV, please. If they say it's an ex-lover who killed Mo Blessing, please do not put fuel on fire by saying that these political women are being killed because of love and ever. Please. If it's politics, let it be politics. Mm-hmm. Let it be said. Let's not put GBV on this, please.
Thank you very much. Nomthandazo Mkomazana, just one word.
Yeah, njengoba udadewethu ekhulumile lapha babaDube singacathi ngama accusation what she says GBV. Into ekhona ukuthi we need our women protected. We need ukuthi all the perpetrators who are doing that violence on women to be put to book. And as I said before, if you look at it closely, microscopically, it's ZANU-PF. Qedile lapho.
Yes, siyabonga. Yes, siyabonga. Kethiwe Pepe, ngiphosela kumama.
Yeah, Baba Dube, as we can say, I mean, like I've aforementioned that starting from the 80s, ZANU-PF has displayed ukuthi it does not value impilo yabafazi. You can imagine someone gathering 22 women and just banning them. Kungabi indaba zalutho nje. So moving forward, I think uhulumende osibusayo is not fit to rule. We cannot be ruled by a government that did a genocide. Ukubulawa kwabantu means nothing as ZANU-PF. So as Zimbabwe, as ZANU-PF, I mean anybody or active on the opposition side, or ngabele influencing, they just eliminate without a second thought. That one is a fact. So as my sister Beatrice also said, GBV is a different case from the political killings that are actually done by ZANU-PF. This is not staged, this is not fake, and they must not blame CCC for AMA sanctions. AMA sanctions were imposed on ZANU-PF individuals, and they were given conditions on what to do. Sanctions are country. They have not done even one towards Kona Loko. So they must not continue to blame opposition. In 1980s, there was no opposition, yet they were pushing people. So as we say, uhulumende we ZANU-PF is not fit to rule. As long as still uhulumende or ababulali la masela la bakambi bamanga, this will continue.
Yes, I was our colleague. Can we give our guy one second there?
Mr. Gaganje, 30 seconds before we close the show.
Is it 10 seconds? Yes.
Yes.
Is it there?
It's just cut off.
No, okay, so let's give Matutu that chance to actually say her last word. Officer, ngikhuluma ngesintu mama. Qhubeka Matutu.
Aye, ngiyabonga. Sengivala bakithi sikhala labo laba abantu abalahlekelwe izihlobo zabo. Ikakhulu omama bakithi sikhala labo kakhulu, siyabadinga omama kakhulu, besicela ukuthi kube lobulungiswa, kube le justice. Abantu ababenzela obububi babothe, and ZANU-PF must stop killing people. Done. Otherwise, iZimbabwe izabe ingasalawuleki ngoba abantu bazondile. People are very angry. So if ZANU-PF does not take a decision yokuthi ibophe bonke la abantu ababulala abantu, uma kungama-members ZANU-PF ikhuze ama-members wayo, then we're going to have an ungovernable Zimbabwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke lo ke umama uVictor Matutu. I think we've come to the end of our show today. Wish to thank our guests this evening. Kethiwe Pepe, who is an independent political activist, Victor Matutu of Zim Imbokoto, and Nomthandazo Nkomazana, another independent political activist based in Mumbai, that is in India. Mr. Alex Gaganje, a ZANU-PF youth, who is in Harare. We hope to meet you again next time, and hopefully our key horse will be back by then. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, ndichitenda vose, vapinda muchirongwa che madzimai, che Women's Forum. Mwarira zvakanaka, kwese kwamuri.